Yosef requests we do a little Shalom Bayis, so maybe we'll talk about Shalom Bayis in a deeper way. Maybe at the end we'll get to some Halach Lamaisa, but I'm not sure anybody knows how computers work. I wasn't able to, something's wrong with my search, my Windows Explorer. I can search contents of the file, only titles. If you could help me out after, it's great. But either way, so I wasn't able to find what I wanted, but based on what I remember about the following idea. And since we're approaching the 3 weeks and the 9 days, so I figured I'd say something related to that, but the overall calendar. And the overall calendar is a relationship. Each of the Yom Tovim, each of the different Zmanim, relate to something different in our relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's a marriage, it's a separation, there's a marriage, there's a dating. I'm going to walk you through how once you see all this and hear all this, it becomes very, very crystal clear the significance of all Yom Tovim, how it relates to our relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, us as a nation and Kaddish Baruch Hu, and also individually, how we all relate to Kaddish Baruch Hu on an individual basis as well. Sometimes the Kaddish Baruch Hu is viewed as our father, Avinu Shebashmaim, we're the Banim, and sometimes we're viewed as the Kala, Kaddish Baruch Hu is viewed as a Chasim. So this is from the angle of a Shalom Bayis angle, an angle of a relationship as a wedding, a marriage between us and Kaddish Baruch Hu. So we begin from the first Yom Tov of the year, which is Pesach. Pesach is the time of birth, the time of Leda. We were born as a nation. And not only were we born as a nation, you know, forgetting right now, sometimes we're the boy, sometimes we're the girl, but there's, of course, a strong affiliation between Bris Mila and the Pesach, the two only mitzvah seish yesh bakaris. The Bris Mila was a prerequisite for the Karban Pesach. So that was the beginning of us as a people, the birth of us as a nation. And we know at a Mila we say, you know, after Mila we say, Torah l'chupa ma'isim tovim, they should be zocha, the Torah l'chupa ma'isim tovim. And we see these three elements throughout the calendar of the Torah element, the chup element, and the ma'isim tovim element as well. So right after Pesach, just 7 weeks later, we receive the Torah in Shavuos, that's Matan Torah, and that's a reference to the Torah, the first bracha, Torah l'chupa ma'isim tovim. So here we are, we're a nation that's born into this world, and we receive the Torah. And when it comes to dating, so a person needs to establish a foundation for his Torah. A person who doesn't have that strong foundation for learning becomes very weak and vulnerable if he gets married first. But if a person has a strong foundation, that's why you first say Torah. A person's whole life is spent learning, but it has to be the first number of years before he's prepared and ready to get married. So that's Shavuos. Shavuos is the celebration, the receiving of the Torah, Kabbalah Satar. And then after Sivan, after the month of Sivan and the celebration of Kabbalah Satara, so now we get into the 3 weeks, the 9 days. So the 3 weeks and 9 days represents a get is spelled Gimel Test, as we know. And Gimel represents the 3 weeks, the Test represents the 9 days. So there's a separation between us and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. There was some relationship, of course, that was established at Kabbalah Satara, but because the Cheta Ego, and all that from the beginning of Shavas Batamas that sever this relationship, which we're going to have to fix and build up with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So the get that was given, this separation that was given, was the Gimel, the 3 weeks, and the Test, the 9 days. The Medrash talks about how the Luchos were considered the Ksuba. It was the Ksuba that was given from a Kaddish Baruch Hu to us. And they ask an interesting question in Halacha, that if Kaddish Baruch Hu is a Kohen, and the Gemara in Zvachim says that Kaddish Baruch Hu is a Kohen, the Gemara in Sanhedrin also says that Kaddish Baruch Hu is a Kohen, so if a Kaddish Baruch Hu is a Kohen, so Kohen can't marry a Grusha. So how is it possible that if he divorced us and gave us a get, he broke the Luchos, he broke the Ksuba, he ended that relationship, so how is it possible a Kaddish Baruch Hu could remarry even his own Grusha? So the answer is that it's brought down, this is in Halachok Svarim, Lamdash Svarim, it's brought down by Chavatzel Sasharon, that the ksuba, that the luchos was initially given to us, the first luchos was pasul. Why was it pasul? Because for whatever reason, it makes sense why this is the reason, but for ksuba to be kasher between a Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael has to have all the aleph beis. All the 22 letters must be present in the luchos. If you look at Parshas Yisro in the luchos, it's missing the letter tes. It doesn't say no letter tes, therefore it's pasul, it's inherently pasul. Therefore the marriage or the relationship in the first place wasn't good, and therefore that was no marriage, there's no grusha. Either way, the 3 weeks and 9 days represents a get. Move to Parshas Veschanim, which is the second Luchos, all the letters, even the Tes, by Kirav Eim, it says the letter Tes, Ma Nitav, so therefore it's a full Ksuba. But right now, in the Tammuz and Av, it's a time of separation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael, the period of the 3 weeks and the 9 days. Also, it's brought down by the Sefer Yetzirah. I mentioned the other day, B'nai Yisachar, it talks with the Sefer Yetzirah, how each of the months have a corresponding, there's a mazel that corresponds to each month, there's a Shem Hashem that corresponds, and there's also a letter, all of Bay's letters. How you figure that out, it's also a bit deep, but Tammuz and Av are connected to the letters Ches and Tes, which is Chet, a Chet, a sin. These are times of sin, a Chet Meraglim, a Chet Ha'egel. It represents the separation. This is the time period of where we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are very distant from each other. So how do we fix this? How do you get back together? So the first stage is going on a date. You need to date someone. You need to go on a date. So how do you go on a date? So what's the date that celebrates dating? It's Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is the time the mission, Maseches Tainis tells us that all the women who were single went out in white clothing and they say, place your eyes upon me. I'm a roi for Shaduchim. Look at me. Look at my beautiful midos. And that's the very end of Maseches Tainis. It talks about this and how there is no Yom Tov as great. Amr Moshe Gamliel, lo hayu yom tovim li Yisrael b'chamisha asa ba'av kima kipurim. The reason why these two are connected is, and I'll continue in just a second, shebehen benos Yushalayim yotzis b'chli lavan. So what's the connection between Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur? Tu B'Av is the shidduch, is the dating, the meeting, and Yom Kippur is the chuppah, as we'll see. The Mishnah concludes, quotes a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, b'yom chasunaso, b'yom simchas libo, b'yom chasunaso, Zematan Torah, that you think it's referring to Shavuos. Rashi feels the need to point out it's referring to Yom HaKippurim, which was the giving of the second Luchos, because that was the real Chasna, that's Yom Chasunasa, that's really the day of the marriage. So Tu B'Av is a Shidduch where man meets woman, Kadosh Baruch Hu meets Klai Yisrael. We're the Kala, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Chasim. Now if you like Gematrius, here we go. Gematrius of Kala is 55, the Chida points out. From Tu B'Av until Yom Kippur is 55 days. 15 days of Av, 30 days of Elul, it's 45 plus another 10 to Yom Kippur, that's 55. Now 55, not just a random number of Kala. If you take a look in the beginning of the entire Torah, the 55th Pasuk of the Torah is, Al-Kain Yazav Ish Es Aviv Es Imo V'Davuk B'Ish Tav Ayu L'Vasar Echad. All together, that's all comes together. That's the 55th, that's the Kala. And the Kala comes together. Now, at the end of the entire Torah, 55 is also very important. Now, this is getting really, really deep on this one. But the Pasuk in Hazinu begins, Hazinu Hashemayim Vadabera. Hashemayim, Gematrius, we usually learn till Tav is 400. That's correct. But after Tav comes what's called the Mantzapach letters. Mantzapach letters are the letters that get doubled. There's a difference between it appears in the beginning or middle of the word versus the end of a word. So a chaf, end of chaf, or chaf sofit, would be 500. Not 20, but after taf or saf comes the end of chaf, then comes the end of mem, and then the end of nun, and so on. So hashemayim, hey is 5, shin is 300, mem is 40, yud is 10, but mem is really 600. That gives you the total 955. Hashemayim is a gematria of 955. What's the significance? Brought down by the Svarim, the Gra among them, that there are 955 Psukim in all of Sefer Devarim. 955. But what's the relevance? Because there are 955 Hashemayim, 955 levels in the Raki and the Shemayim. And say the Svarim HaKadoshim that each Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu said at the end of his life, he was climbing another level of those Rakios in Hashemayim. That's what was going on, brought down by the Svarim HaKadoshim. The 901st Pasuk means the last 55 Psukim is brought down by the Gra, that although all the other stages, the other levels of the Rekia, there were Malachim that were along the way, the last 55 Psukim, no Malachim were allowed at all. It was just HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Benu. 55, as we say, is Kala, Bayula Basar Echa, the 55th Pasuk in the beginning, and the last 55 Psukim was a certain level of Yichud between Moshe Benu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is the 901st Pasuk? It's very Chaviv to me, this particular pasuk, because it's the pasuk for my wife's name, which is Rachel Saras, or Rachel, Reish Lamed, and for my daughter, Razel, Reish Lamed. So the pasuk is, Ru'u ata ki ani hu ve'in elokim imadi, because at this moment, there's no one else other than me and you. Ein elokim imadi, nothing else, no other malach with us. It was a sense of yichud between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Beinu and Klai Yisrael. So that took place in the last 55 levels. So that's what takes you from Tu B'Av, 55 days Kala, 55 Rukios until Yom HaKippurim. But before we celebrate Rosh Hashanah, before that we have the celebration of Rosh Hashanah. What's the significance of Rosh Hashanah? So Rosh Hashanah is what's called the Bedekin. The Bedekin, why is it called the Bedekin? What happened to the Bedekin? So the first Bedekin that we're aware of is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had two different wives, sisters. He wasn't sure who was who. So they were covered up. He couldn't really tell. The only way to tell was through Simanim. So there are two nights of Rosh Hashanah, which is very, very unique. There's always every one night. Why two? So Bnei Yisachar points out, among other Svarim, that one night is Keneged Rachel, one night is Keneged Leah. And we have something unique also in Leah Rosh Hashanah, that we have Simanim. In addition to having, Simanim the night of Pesach, but also the night of Rosh Hashanah, there's Simanim. We eat carrots, we eat pomegranates, we eat fish head. All these are called Simanim. The Gemara in Horios refers to them, Simanim Milsa. These are Simanim. These are significant things. They're called Simanim. Why are they called Simanim, says the Bnei Yisachar? Because it's Simanim that Yaakov Avinu had given over to Rachel to indicate who was who. He says the custom should be only the first night was when the night of where they switched to Simanim should have the Simanim, not the second night. Take a look at the Bnei Yisachar. Either way, the two nights correspond to both Rachel and Leah. Api Kabbalah, there are much deeper levels of how din works, the different types of din. There's a strong din, and there's a softer din, but that's Rachel and Leah. Why is it called a bedekin? Why is it? Because it's a covering of the veil. Bekese liom chagenu, says a pasuk. Ezu chodesh shealavana miskase, which is the month which the moon is hidden, says the Gemara. Rosh Hashanah. Because every other yomtif, there's a moon you could see. Vav zayin sivan, there's a half a moon you could see for Shavuos. Tuba, Tezvav Tishrei, Tezvav Nisan, you could see, though, it's a full moon. Rosh Hashanah, the moon is completely hidden. The moon represents, the Levana represents the women, the Kala. There's a Kisra, there's a covering, there's a Bedekin underneath the covering. So Rosh Hashanah is the Bedekin. And that finally leads up to walking to Yom Chasunah, so the Chuppah, which, of course, is going to be Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Chuppah. That's why we fast the day of a Chuppah. That's why we wear Kittel at the Chuppah, like we wear in Yom Kippur. We wear Levanim. That's the connection. So what happens after the chuppah? Then you have Shavu Brachos. If Shavu Brachos, what are the Shavu Brachos? A few days later, we celebrate Sukkot. Sukkot is 7 days long. There's 7 days of Shavu Brachos. But wait a second. Every Shavu Bracha needs what? Parim Chadashos. Who are the Parim Chadashos? The Zayin Ushpizin. The seven guests that come visit us. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and so on. Each night is a different one of the Ushpizin. Take a look at Levi Omer if you want, and the Ushpizin connection to Hanukkah. But it's more obvious in Sukkot. The Zayin Ushpizin connections, because each night's a different Panim Chadashos. The Ohev Yisrael writes this, I believe. So that's the Panim Chadashos, the Shav Brachos that take place for the 7 days of Sukkot, which ends off with Shmi Atzeres, whereby all the Ushpizin go home, and just us and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. He says, we want to be just B'yichud with the Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael. Now is the time to start life over. All family goes home, all the guests go home, and now we begin our life. And that really concludes the stage of Torah, or Chuppah rather. Rabbi, a Torah, Chuppah, Maisim, Tovim. So Chuppah, or Torah rather, was Shavuos. Chuppah was a longer stage between, Shavas B'Tamas, Tisha B'Av, Tu B'Av, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. That was all the stage of Chuppah, and that all concludes afterwards in the Maisim Tovim. What are the Maisim Tovim? The mitzvahs are Maisim Tovim. The mitzvahs include Chanukah, they include Purim. That's the rest of the calendar year as we're trying to make ourselves better, try to strengthen our relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, with our wife, with our spouse, with the Shalom Bais. And that's pretty much the calendar year of how we go through it step by step. Now, a beautiful thing to keep in mind, and this could be a nice Shalom Bais point, said Shmi Atzeres is a day where it's just the Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klai, so a certain level of Yichud. So the Shem Yishmua brings down that there's a custom that that we don't say Shalom Aleichem in Sukkot. The different minhagim, different places, different origins, whether you do or you don't. But he explains why there's no Shalom Aleichem when it comes to Sukkot. And maybe I'll talk more about this tomorrow, a bit about something interesting about Sukkot and whatnot. But he says as follows. Because when it comes to Sukkot, where we have the Zayin Ushpizin, the Tzadikim coming from Gan Eden to come visit us in each of our Sukkos, so there's no place for Malachim. The level, the Kedusha of Sukkot is a higher level, and even the Malachim can't get. It's that Yichud that we spoke of with us in the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and all those dancing in the innermost circle with us. Malachim are on a lower level than these great Tzadikim, and therefore they're not really invited. That's what he says. But I'll share with you, and I'll finish with this, and then Maybe the next 10 minutes you want to ask Sean Bias questions to talk more practically. That's up to you. But I just gave you a lot to think about right now in terms of our relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. But one last thing. I once saw a beautiful piece from Rav Shimshon Pinkus, and he writes that the famous question why when we invite Malachim Leil Shabbos, the Gemara Shabbos says that two Malachim escort us back home, and if they see our candle lit and the Shabbos table set, they say it should be this way next week, and even the Malachim who don't want it to be that way are forced to say Amen. And if we come to the house and the table's not set and the candles are not lit, then the Malachim Haram, the ones who are not on our side, say it should be this way next week, and the good Malachim are forced to say Amen. Now, this is a very important Shalom Bias point. If you come home and your table's not set, the challah's not on the table, you should not say anything to your wife at all. That's the worst thing you could do, Shalom Bias. Life is busy. Mirza Hashem, many children, the house will be busy. Not everything could get done. If you want, at some other point, you could try to talk about it, have a conversation about this. But Bishas Maisa is not the time ever to critique anyone. It's when things are calm, when people are in a good mood. Never Bishas Maisa, and never a reason to get angry, upset. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. The Shalom Bias is more important than the challah and the candles all set. So that's a very important Shalom Bias piece. Either way, we say Shalom Aleichem, and then we say Tzeis Chem L'Shalom. This is a question that many ask. We invite the Malachim in, and then we say farewell to them. So the Chavetz Chaim gives perhaps the most basic answer, which is we're saying Shalom Aleichem to the Shabbos Malachim, and we're saying Tzeis Chem L'Shalom to the weekday Malachim. That's Pasha Pshat. Rav Pinkus says something different. He says, Shalom Aleichem, thank you so much for coming and escorting me home, but Tzeis Chem L'Shalom, you're not invited inside my house. Those same Malachim, the Malachim of Shabbos are not invited inside. Why not? Just like the Shemesh Shmuel says that the Kedush of Sukkot is such a high level that they're not invited inside, the Pinchas says so too, he doesn't talk about the Shemesh Shmuel, but so too, the Shabbos home, the Kedush of Shabbos in your home, the Shalom Bias between you and your wife and your children, that too is in a higher level where no Malachim are invited. Just like we said, the last 55 Sukkim, Ru'ata, that Ein El Kimi Madi, there's no one else with me, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah comes into the home. He's present there with you, your wife, and your children. Malachim are not invited. This is a Shas Yichud of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and you, and therefore you should always have in mind and realize when you make your Shabbos meal, when you have your Shabbos table, something to really consider that, the other night people asked about having guests and couples over. You can't forget that it's also a special time where you and your wife could bond, when you and your children could bond, and never lose that opportunity. So I didn't say that a person should never have guests. It's important to have relationships and friendships with other people as well. But if it becomes excessive and you don't, and you begin, forgetting that you have a wife and forgetting you have children, they need the most attention, have in mind that Malachim, not even Malachim, are invited inside the home. Malachim escort us home, but ad kan. Tzeis Chem L'Shalom, thank you, go home. Now is our time to bond as a family, as a husband and wife, children, a father and children, mother and children, and ultimately, of course, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so we'll stop here. I think I gave you a lot to think about. And tomorrow, by the way, in the morning, we're going to have